This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live and in living color from our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. And I'm broadcasting to a lot of great stations all across the country. And please don't forget to say hello and thank you to our great military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. It's a great day in the neighborhood and a great day for all of our military men and women. Plus, to the people working the Third Watch, we appreciate them as well. And let's go to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, are you there?
I sure am.
All righty. And Kyle, I appreciate you very much. And we're going to get started right away because of the fact that we've got breaking story earlier in the evening, which warrants some understanding here. We had another, what appears to be an attempt at a mass shooting in Springfield, Missouri, at a Walmart. Now, an individual put on, who was dressed in fatigues, put on armor, body armor, had a fully loaded weapon, walked into the Walmart, was filming what he was doing, I guess with his camera phone, and walked from one end of the Walmart towards the other, loaded, ready to go. The manager saw this cat and pulled the fire alarm to get people out of the store, so the fire alarm was going off. Obviously, the fire department was on the way. And then he got near the back of the store, and an off-duty firefighter, apparently with a pistol permit, was armed, and he halted the guy right there. He didn't shoot him. He just told him to drop his weapon, and he complied and was taken into custody. What did I miss?
Well, not much, Captain. This, of course, is a very bizarre incident in and of itself, because as the person, this assailant essentially, walked through the Walmart filming what, you know, the panic of the people, and of course coming on the heels of the El Paso massacre, it just must have been absolutely terrifying for patrons there in the store. So thank God he didn't start shooting, but that he was loaded, ready with what is being described as an AK-47 style weapon, and he had over, I think, 100 rounds
yep.
with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so for whatever reason, now police have him in custody. They're going to try to find out the motive and exactly what was going through this person's head, but they're obviously incredibly disturbed, and it was because that firefighter had a concealed weapon permit or gun permit,
yep.
he was able to actually neutralize the situation very, very quickly, and just thank God for that firefighter.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what it's all about. You never know. You never know. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, professor of politics and host of the Kyle Warren Show. Now, some other breaking news last night was given on the Sean Hannity program. Apparently, the Bruce Orr files, the 302s, were released, thanks to Judicial Watch, and the Department of Justice official, Bruce Orr, kept in contact with the dossier source, Christopher Steele, for months after his firing. What do you suppose that was all about? And by the way, that was the time when Steele was communicating with Robert Mueller.
Well, right. I mean, you know, as we continue to see this whole thing, you know, I think we can call it an honest-to-goodness conspiracy, because Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they were looking to go after President Trump. They were again talking with Steele, who was who had told them that he did not like Donald Trump. He didn't like the fact that he was going to be the president and this kind of thing. And so they knew exactly who they were dealing with, and they must have understood in great detail how this dossier was a big put up job, that even Steele himself, under oath in Great Britain, as I understand, said he wasn't sure of the validity of it as well.
Well, you've got Peter Strzok, again, brought into this. Lisa Page, again, brought into this. Christopher Steele, Andrew McCabe, this goes right into the Obama crew. There's names being mentioned there, Brennan and Clapper, and you would think, and by the way, this is still not the Inspector General's report, and it is still not Mr. Brennan, the U.S. attorney in Connecticut. It's got nothing to do with what he's doing, but you got to know that now that we're hearing about this, that it's all part of the investigation. You just got to know it.
Well, sure, exactly. And honestly, Captain, I think this is one of the reasons why we continue to hear from Jerry Nadler or Adam Schiff about the impeachment idea and why that's being pressed.
Well, it's not an idea. Nadler today came out and said specifically and uncategorically, the impeachment process is underway.
Well, exactly. And I kind of think that they're almost in a race because they actually understand. I mean, they know what happened, what went on. This is a political tactic that they're using, and I think they're trying to get there first, Captain, so that they can try to make the impeachment thing blow up, because they know that what is coming down the pike from the IG and from the attorney Durham is going to be so earth-shattering that it's absolutely going to crush them in 2020.
Whole thing is political, Kyle. The entire thing is political, and what's going on is you are right. They're trying to get out in front of this because the House will definitely bring forth the articles of impeachment and recommend a trial in the Senate, which is where it goes. And then the Senate will have it brought up there that there's going to be a trial, and they will have to at least consider it. And then they will at least have to take a vote initially as to whether they're going to proceed. There will be enough votes, but it'll stop right there. That'll be the end of it. But at least they planted the seed, and it'll be a lot of fodder for them to go around and go, well, see, the president was this, was that. But the fact of the matter is, all this other stuff is going to bury them with their own words.
Absolutely. It's going to be something to behold when this really starts breaking.
Now, here comes some music, so that means we got to hang it up for the moment. And I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live and in living color overnight from now until 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Okay, Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, I am a customer of Relief Factor. I take it. It works for me. It gets rid of my nagging pain and the arthritis that I suffer from, the pain that I get from it, and some of the other injuries I've had. Now, I've been taking this for just a little bit more than 3 years, and I started out the same way that you will, because if you've got pain, this may help you. It's called the 1995 3-Week Quick Start, and what it is you order a 3-week supply for $19.95, and you try it the way that it tells you to take it, follow the instructions, and if it works for you, then no harm, no foul. It goes right to automatic shipping, and you get that, and away you go. Now, if it doesn't work, then, like I say, you're out $20, and that's it. But what have you got to lose but pain? It worked for me, folks, and I believe it'll work for a lot of you that are listening to me right now. So that's the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. You can get it by going to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And tell them you want the 3-Week Quick Start. By the way, if you go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, you'll be able to see a little video there explaining to you about it. But relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and check it out. And back with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, I want to play a little short clip here which has to do with the president talking about his enemies and all this discussion and all this crapola that's going on. And he's telling everybody, and I totally agree with him, that this is all a political onslaught going up against him with this racist crap and all this other stuff. Because the people that are calling him all these names are the people themselves that are doing what they're accusing the president of. Listen to this.
So my critics are political people. They're trying to make points. In many cases, they're running for president, and they're very low in the polls. A couple of them in particular, very low in the polls. If you look at Dayton, that was the person that supported, I guess you would say, Bernie Sanders, I understood. Antifa, I understood. Elizabeth Warren, I understood. Had nothing to do with President Trump. So these are people that are looking for political gain. I don't think they're getting it. And as much as possible, I've tried to stay out of it.
Yeah, well, obviously these Democrats are going after him because they know they're in deep trouble for 2020. They know that in 2020 they've got a real problem trying to overcome a sitting president with a good economy doing a lot of good things for the country.
Oh, absolutely right. And, of course, they also want to fundraise off of this kind of tragedy as well. And I suppose that it's easy to do that or easy to say the things that they say if they believe that it's okay to try to pin these kinds of horrific attacks onto one person and to essentially blame Trump and all this kind of stuff, because the president is exactly right. And we talked about this before as well. You know, we're not blaming, no one blames Elizabeth Warren for what happened in Dayton.
Nope.
And because to do so would be silly. Now, we can talk about
absurd
rhetoric.
Absurd is better, more like it, but go ahead.
Well exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah. We can talk about rhetoric and we can talk about the temperature in the nation and so forth, but you see, what the far left is doing is they continue to divide people even further. And they're only, and you remember that phrase, divide and conquer?
I do.
Yeah, that's precisely what they're doing. And this, is, as far as I can remember, goes back to the same kind of Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, get people apart and to blame one another. And we saw this happen in the 30s in Nazi Germany and all this kind of stuff. And these are political tactics. Unfortunately, they work in many ways, and that's why they're employing them.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals again, because we have a book that's out there called Rules for Deplorables, but let me just mention a couple of the rules for radicals, and it explains exactly what's going on. First of all, ridicule is man's most potent weapon, Saul Alinsky's rule number 5. There is no defense. It's irrational. It's infuriating. It also works as a key pressure point to force the enemy into concessions. That's part of what they're doing. Agreed?
Absolutely, yeah.
And the other one is, keep the pressure on. Rule number 8. Never let up. Keep trying new things to keep the opposition off balance. As the opposition masters one approach, hit them from the flank with something new. Well, they're doing that, are they not?
No, they are, exactly, yeah.
And of course, the target, rule of number 13, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, polarize it, cut off the support network, isolate the target for sympathy, go after the people, not the institutions, because people hurt faster than institutions. And you can certainly see all that going on. That's just three of the Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals that we're talking about here.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, talk about demonizing, you know, evidently, you know, I've been curious, Captain, and not to have too much humor here, but do you remember there was this guy called Donald Trump? He was really popular, and everybody thought he did a great job building buildings, and he
yep.
enormously
and he gave a lot of money to campaigns, Democrat and Republican.
Exactly, but somehow, it almost like flipping a switch, Donald Trump became the worst person in the history of the universe or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I mean, it's so blatantly obvious, so, you know, what they're doing. But again, at least they're kind of showing us their true form here.
Yeah.
Of exactly what to expect in the future.
And here's what we got going on here. One of the most important and helpful statements made in the aftermath of this recent horrific mass shootings over the weekend came by way of the Wall Street Journal. There was an article that was entitled, "The Killers in Our Midst." The shootings, they write, are horrifying assaults on peaceful communities by disturbed young men. Agreed?
Yes.
American politics is going to try to simplify these events into a debate about guns or political rhetoric, but the common theme of these killings is the social alienation of young men that's harder to address. They just want to blame the president because it's part of their forte to try to win at all costs.
Well, sure, and for some reason, just to get all the guns, because it's interesting to me, because wouldn't you think that the idea would be to protect the people, just like we've talked about protecting the school kids in school?
Yeah, and they point to the fact that this is not a new reality. It's not a reality now that spans several presidential administrations, which it does, including presidents of both parties. The motivations of the killers, they observe, are often too convoluted to sort into any clear ideology. So now what we're facing is a cultural crisis. Now, a lot of these kids come from a single family household, correct?
Right.
And we know that 20 of the last 26 mass shootings have been conducted by people that come from those households, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So as a spiritual crisis, no religion, no mother or no father or vice versa, it all goes back to the family orientation. It all goes back to what's in your heart. It all goes back into believing in God and not trying to harm another person. And this is the problem we face in America today. We've got a bunch of people out there that have no idea what it's like to respect themselves, let alone to respect somebody else.
That's right. And because they lack an upbringing that grounds them in the idea of right and wrong. I mean, and because there is objective right and wrong, it's absolutely wrong to do what these mass shooters have done. And for some reason, we're seeing these switches be turned off somehow, and they're able to do these horrific things. And so you're right, it's a cultural and a spiritual issue, no doubt.
And, of course, when you got Joe Biden running around, who's trying to blame everything on everybody else except himself, he made a huge gaffe yesterday. Did you hear about it?
What was that?
He said that your kids are just as bright as the white ones, talking about the dark-skinned kids.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That is a huge, massive gaffe.
And nobody's faulting him on it yet.
Well, exactly. Now, you know, that's very major.
That's racist.
Yeah.
That is racist. Classic example.
Yeah, exactly.
And he said it.
Yeah, and, you know, so this is going to give a lot of fuel to the flames of Joe Biden and his history of working, like Kamala Harris points out and so forth, working with these different senators and so forth. Well, also it shows that he's continuing to be very out of step and out of touch, and I think you got some pretty intense conversations going on at the DNC right about now.
Right, and again, folks, what we were just talking about there, you can find out more about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. You can become a member of the Rules for Radicals group. Rules for Deplorables group. There we go. And the book is RulesForDeplorablesBook.com. That's the website. Go over there and look it up. Rules for Deplorables. Book.com, and you'll find out what we're talking about. All right, I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, too. So don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Gun control legislation front and center in the news this hour in light of the two recent mass shootings over the weekend in El Paso, Texas and Dayton, Ohio. Published reports indicate NRA Chief Executive Wayne LaPierre reportedly speaking with President Trump after he expresses public support for a background check bill. LaPierre reportedly telling the president the legislation would not be popular among Trump's supporters. Now, President Trump is reportedly open to endorsing extensive background checks. The president telling reporters earlier this week there's a great appetite for it.
Let's see if we can get something done. And Republicans want to do it and Democrats want to do it.
On Wall Street, a big rally to tell you about, the Dow gaining 371 points, the NASDAQ up 176, the S&P 500 up 54 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy type man. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is on hold. We'll be right back to him in a minute. But I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, keep in mind, you can go to your local Geico office and get coverage for just about anything you own, starting with your car, your truck, your driving. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, even the snowmobile you drive around in the wintertime. And they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through the local Geico Insurance Agency. So you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, or you can look in the phone book, or you can look them up online, however you want to do that, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, and type in your zip code, and boom, you'll find out where they're at, and there you go. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we're moving along fairly quickly. I'm going to get into a little conversation now about Congressman Jim Jordan, again talking about the story that was broke last night on Fox and the Sean Hannity show about the DOJ and Bruce Orr and the 302s that were released involving Bruce Orr, which are damning to say the least, because Congressman Jim Jordan hit the nail on the head when he said, and I quote, "You do not get 302s because you're out to get someone. They were out to get Trump."
Well, exactly right. And generally speaking, a 302 is a memo that is created by FBI agents, typically from their memory of what a witness might have said, and typically there's no objective recording that can be used to go and verify any of that. So what's in the 302 typically becomes what the witness usually testifies to. But you're right. Yeah, the way that they were going about this and the fact that Bruce Orr and others likely knew many different aspects of this about the FISA warrants and about the dossier and so forth, that again just, you know, continues to give evidence that there was something afoot here against the president, and that's, you know, not how we do things in this country.
Now, the other part of this that's come to bear is Jerry Nadler, because Jerry Nadler made a statement yesterday. He said the formal impeachment proceedings against President Trump were now underway.
Right, exactly right. He says they're investigating all the evidence, we're gathering the evidence, and we'll at the conclusion of this, hopefully by the end of the year, and they'll vote for articles of impeachment on the House floor. But again, this is you know, something that, you know, they're continuing to try to make into a thing. Now, they maybe have some votes, the votes to do that and so forth, but they've got to understand that this is a losing proposition overall. It's like if this was a science fiction movie, everything they're throwing at Trump simply kind of makes him stronger. He was, you know, every time you use your phasers or whatever, it just makes the other thing stronger. And this is what it's going to do for President Trump, because he's going to be able to talk about the rallies he's going to have if he's under impeachment. My goodness gracious me, it's going to absolutely turn right around on the Democrats.
Yeah, and folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, I'm going to change gears a little bit, because Mayor de Blasio went toe-to-toe the night before with Sean Hannity on his program. You probably saw or heard about it, right?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about it, yeah.
Well, you would think that with the legislation that's coming up to be voted on in New York about making it a felony to soak police officers with water, because that is an assault. You don't know what's in the water. You don't know if it's water, first of all, or not, right?
Right, exactly.
And
yeah.
De Blasio hasn't said one word.
You know, this is so crazy, and this is very dangerous, because what you just said is so important. We don't know what's in it. You know, right now it's water buckets or hoses or stuff like that. And what this will do, and the police have shown absolute amazing restraint, I think I can't even describe it accurately for that. They've been amazing in their restraint. And what's going to happen, I fear, is that they will become desensitized to it in the sense that, oh, someone's going to come douse us with water, we're not going to do anything. But this can escalate, and it could be something else, another substance or something, be very harmful to them. This is the very fact that there's any opposition to this idea of making this of increasing the penalties or even making it a felony is absolutely crazy to me, because I can't imagine that somehow in our society we've gone so far now as to say, well, it's free speech, go out and douse the police officers. I can't, and nobody can do that to their neighbor or someone walking down the street, because
it's assault.
It's an assault, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to go to California, because we had a very bizarre situation yesterday. A gang member wound up being accused of stabbing. He went on a rampage. He killed four people. He wounded two others. He carjacked somebody. We found out that he had been released from prison early because he'd been given early release because there was no room left in the jail that he was in. So they chose to release the people that they thought were the least dangerous of the ones that were in there. And this guy goes out and kills four people.
I mean, this is such a sad, sad story. You have people who are living their lives, doing their thing, and here comes this person that literally goes on an actual, honest-to-goodness rampage with a knife, and ends up, as you said, carjacking and simply just attacking. One person was attacked at the gas pump, and they didn't do anything. They weren't engaged with him at all. They were just attacked as they were living their life, putting gas in their car. All the victims, we understand, were Hispanic. The assailant was Hispanic. So there doesn't seem to be, obviously, any sort of racial motivation or anything of that nature in this particular case. But this is a case of pure, total hatred and anger, and someone is out of control.
Now, NBC News yesterday had some whippant expert guest on there talking about a conspiracy theory that the white supremacists were being, the foot soldiers, white supremacist foot soldiers, were being given subliminal messages from the White House, from Donald Trump, to go out and do their foul deeds in America. That's the dumbest thing I think I've ever heard. And you want to talk about desperation? There's a classic example of it right there.
Exactly. And sometimes the beauty part of conspiracy theories is that you don't have to have any evidence. You can simply throw it out there, and try to make it, you know, it sound only because it's so ominous that it must be real. Well, it has to do with something to do with the president said we're going to fly the flags at half mast until August the 8th, and that has some kind, because it's 2/8 in a row. It has some kind of white supremacist meaning, but talk about reaching. I mean, this is really, really reaching, and that's how these kinds of conspiracies are born, and that's how they continue. And it's not substantive. It's just another thing to try to throw out there because the word of the day is, or the phrase of the day is, Trump is a white supremacist now. He's not just a racist. He's a white supremacist. I mean, they're just going with this.
And we're going to end our discussion tonight with this. Back in 2015, President Trump then, I don't believe he was, well, he was a candidate. He just announced at that time. He was campaigning against expanding a broken system of background checks, trying to get that remedy to where things were, you know, more uniform and not scattered all over the place.
Right. Well, exactly right. And see, unfortunately, because the Democrats have decided to resist Trump at all costs, we're not going to be able to get any kind of common ground things happening. In a society as big and diverse as we have, there has to be some kind of good background check so that these crazy people don't get the weapons.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And you'll be back tonight on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. We want to thank you very much, and I hope everybody goes over to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Thank you, Captain.
All right, you take care, and I'll be talking to you tonight. Now, that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And again, we were talking about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. There's a very good way to understand what's going on. You can go to the website rulesfordeplorablesbook.com, rulesfordeplorablesbook.com, and take a look at what's over there. And I think it might be something that could help you understand what we're going through right now. That's Kathy Chamberlain is the author, and she hits it right on the head. Hits a grand slam home run with that book. You might want to take a look at them. That'll help you understand what's going on right now. All right, we're coming back. Going to take a look at the highways and the byways. And we got a little bit of a problem out there tonight. Again, the problem is mostly the heat and some of the storms where they're at out in the mid part of the country and out in the northwest. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Kathy?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Driving here right feet, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to mash. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All right, that's Ray Carlisle, Rooster Cruz. It ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And that's from 1979, and that song was copied later on down the line. But that's the original one, and that's the one we play here on the Captain's America Third Watch. All right. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, wherever they happen to be. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Check them out, especially the new Pilot Travel Centers that are just about anything and everything you'd want to find in there. Same as the Flying J's. When you see them, you know what the Flying J's are all about. They've been around for a long time, and they started out in the West. They started out there in Utah and Idaho and Colorado and Wyoming and, gee whiz, Nevada. But anyway, let's get to the weather, because severe thunderstorms today may produce damaging winds and large hail across the northern plains and over much of Oregon through Friday. Now, I'm talking about heavy rainfall expected over those areas of the country, plus Tennessee into the lower Mississippi River Valley. Meanwhile, very hot and humid conditions will prevail once again for the southern U.S. border. Cooler weather will finally return to the northwest on Friday into Saturday, but we got to get through all of this nonsense that's going on today. We do have some rain right now, and I'll get into that, and some flooding going on right now in the southeastern part of Kansas. Also, the northeastern part of Oklahoma, to include Oklahoma City, Tulsa, on over into Missouri on I-44, Joplin, Springfield, and almost all the way to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, and in the northwestern corner of Arkansas along I-40, Fort Smith, Arkansas, Fayetteville, Arkansas, right now rain and flash flood watches and warnings in that area. Now, there is still some rain up above there in the eastern part of South Dakota, some scattered showers as well in the southern part of Minnesota tonight, and over in Ohio, along the lee shore of Lake Erie, and up in New York State along the lee shore of Lake Ontario. You've got some scattered showers there. Moving on down through the Northeast, we'll come all the way down to Florida, looking good. Now we'll come out of Georgia and go west. You've got a swath in Alabama up above Mobile around Montgomery, and it's today the temperatures will be 100 degrees to 105 degrees. Heat index will be warmer than that. And this swath in Oklahoma goes right straight from Montgomery over to Mississippi. And then in Mississippi, you've got a large portion of it, pretty much the center part of the state, from Mississippi over to Louisiana, where you're going to have very warm temperatures, a high heat advisory index warning there. All of Louisiana, all of it, is covered tonight with temperatures today approaching 100 degrees or more. The only exception would be New Orleans right now. And then Texas, most of the eastern third of Texas, most of the eastern third of Texas is covered tonight by a high heat advisory. And all the way across to San Antonio, to Austin, to Midland, Texas tonight, you've got more of the same. Now, out in the western part of Texas, to include El Paso and the southeastern corner of New Mexico, you have unsettled weather conditions for what's probably going to be rain and thunderstorms during the day, picking up and moving along. Up in Colorado tonight, Denver area and east, north-south on down towards Pueblo and on up to the Wyoming line. You've got a poor air quality alert there. Up in the northeastern part of Wyoming and the western part of South Dakota around Rapid City, you've got the possibility for rain, thunderstorms there in that area as well. And then again, Washington State. And most of Oregon, the western part of Idaho, the southwestern part of Idaho, is all in a fire advisory warning right now. But there's a possibility for some storms to erupt during the day. Could cause a fire or two up there. Be very, very careful. It's very, very, very dry out there. Be very, very careful if anybody's out there. And again, Truckers Highway and Byver Report is always brought to you by our friends at your local Pilot and your Flying J. Now, I'm going to probably, maybe Sunday, I might have an opportunity to get out a little bit and go visit some of my friends at one particular truck stop that I told them I'd stop back. So we'll see. But anyway, I'm going to see if I can make that happen because Saturday I've got something else I'm doing. But and normally Saturday's the day I wander around. I usually have something going on at a car dealer or an event or something like that. But not this week. I have something totally different going on. But Pilots and Flying J's now have Arby's, Chester's Chickens, Dairy Queen, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Huts, Subways, Taco Bells, Wendy's, Huddle Houses, Moe's Southwest Grill, and those full-service Dunkin' Donuts shops in them, too. And by that, I mean, that's the Dunkin' Donuts that's got the full menu. They got the breakfast menu. They got a little lunch sandwich menu. They've got soup. They've got chili. Kind of surprising. I was surprised when I saw what they had added to their menu at my little local Dunkin' Donuts shop. But the Pilots now, the travel centers, the bigger ones that they've got because they took over a truck stop chain within the last year, and they've been modernizing them and building them up and all that stuff. They're just like the Flying J's with the big parking slots, the Catskills, the permits sections there where you can get your overweight, over height, over width permits. They got the trip packs where you can hand in your loads and they get delivered in a timely manner, just to kind of like FedEx. And then you've got the truck washes located close by, if not there, right in the lot. And, of course, audio books for the drivers that like those, pay phones, high-speed internet kiosks, ATMs, also the Western Union check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet, and lounges for the big screen TVs. Yep, they got it all. And not your daddy's truck stop anymore either, because they are loaded for bear and ready to go. And I know when my wife was alive and we had our motorhome and we traveled around the country, we used to pull into a Flying J, and they didn't mind if you pulled in there with a big motorhome and parked in one of those spots there and just kind of camped out for the night or whatnot to take a little breather. They didn't mind at all. And, of course, when we had the trucks, we were stopping there a lot anyway. And, by the way, don't forget, you can apply for a Flying J or a Pilot fuel card, which will also bring you more savings on your fuel. I'll give you a little discount. The more you buy, the cheaper it is. That simple. So Pilot or Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And make sure you tell him the captain sent you, because I know Nelson does that. When he's coming back from Valdosta, he'll stop at either the one on the state line there at Valdosta or the one just down below it, either the Pilot or the Flying J, and he'll do that, and he gets himself a free cup of coffee. So there you go. So Nelson's got it down pat up there. And to all our friends that have got the radio turned on there in the truck stop tonight, thanks a lot. We appreciate you guys and gals very much, and we hope you truck them safe wherever you're going. And Charlie just chimed in with the FedEx crew coming on down from Atlanta, and he's listening to us on AM 920 The Answer right now. And we appreciate you, Charlie. By the way, Catwoman and Road Dog are headed back north, and then they got to go over to Indianapolis to get their truck worked on this weekend. They'll be in a motel. So I'll tell you what, you guys will get a chance to loaf a little bit. Might be able to watch some NFL football. How's that? One of the preseason games. All righty, coming back with Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, right after the top of the hour news. This is Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money.
I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.